second. One, two, three. Wait, story.
Wait, you run this way,
go.
What's the story?
Parshas Lech Lecha, Tufshin Pei Vav, and the Holy Mishi Bakdoshi here in Brooklyn, New York. I want to start with at a chizik this week. I saw someone in the shul I never saw before. I don't know if he saw me. He looks at me. He says, Rabbi, he says, I recognize you. He listens to Shia 24-6. So, Baruch Hashem, people are learning the Torah. I want to start with one word that Mamash is such a chizik to me, Vemis. The Veltis, the Kasha, I'm sure you all heard it since you're in the first grade. What was the son of Lech Lecha? Soren is Yonis Nasa Romavinu. What was one of the biggest is Yonis? Lech Lecha. What's the Nisoyan? Hashem promises you, Vesel, Vegod, Varecha, Vegad, Shemech, you'll have children. I mean, what's the Nisoyan? If probably to believe in Hashem's word, what's the Shalit? If Rechaim Kanievsky told someone, right, he said to him, I'm telling you, if you pick yourself up and move from Borough Park, the Chveis, to, I don't know, Chveis, Denver, as long as two, you're going to have Dorisham and Varachim. So you're going to have Grace, a billionaire, which is a millionaire, Shrem Roshu says not so much today anymore. You become a billionaire, he said, you're going to have this. And I mean, the guy didn't have to go home. He said, tell his wife, meet me in Denver, you know, pack up the house. What was involved in this story? Okay, we have a Teresh, more people see Bokshem, Sarah Terutzim. But one Teresh of Mamish touched my heart. That is what Hashem said. The biggest son he was. Here Hashem promises you the world. And you believe in Hashem. For you, Hashem's word is Eisen. We said so many times from the Rebbe Rameir, Acher, right? Elisha Menavuya. So many times. I'm sorry. Rameir's Rebbe, Acher. Let's just put them just as Acher. Don't mix up. And what he called. And the Gemara asks, what made Acher go off? He went off the deep end. Why didn't he go off the deep end? Because the place in the Gemara, one pshat of the Gemara is that he saw a boy going to go up on a ladder to try to make it, get it to a place to go get a chicken for his father, to bring him make his father food. See, so trying to kind of shaluch hakein, send away the mother, and the mitzakir aveim, the person says, and he fell off ladder, and the so he says, you know, heichan arichet yom shalze, heichan, you know, and they never come out of the deep end. So Mara says, it means I should call it toy, it means for the mother, whatever. So Rashi says, you have to see one positive from the Gemara, says Rashi, the way they go down. The one positive learned from the Gemara, which God had a big chizik in it. So Rashi said, you have to learn from me one thing positive, that to Acher, the Dvar Hashem was Isaac. The Vitoria says, Mani Yomi says, it can't be different. If it was different, he went crazy. He said, we would see such a thing. What would we say? I don't know. I'm Sam's Kosh Boinis, whatever, this and that. It's, you know, like, you know, what's for dinner? Right? You know, like, you know, shit, that's more important. You know, that's, you know, we're going crazy for lunch, right? To Acher, the Dvar Hashem is given Isaac. If it says, Man Yuchin Yamecho, he says, it's a Kenneth sign different. He went different, he went crazy. Kapon, Marin Chagin says, they said, we'll turn from Acher and Shemayim. Kind of bizarre to us to learn from. To Yeshiva, that was Nesoyin over here. To the Nesoyin, it was. That he leaves, he goes in for Hashem. Like we said in the Sefer, those who learned the Sefer this week. Like we said in the Sefer, he didn't just stop there. When you leave, the kid goes to the dorm, right? He goes to the place, he's going to BMG, he goes to his evidence. He wants to keep his foot in the door at home, doesn't lose like someone's, one of his other students take over his room, you know what I mean? So he leaves like a pair of shoes, you know, a couple shirts in the closet, some stuff on the desk, you know, what's the better? It's still my room, don't forget. One guy moves the place from Brooklyn to Lakewood to Muncie. Minigis don't sell your house right away. First you see if you like it there, if you like the shul place and this, you know, and after you're comfortable, then you put your house up for sale. You always keep your foot in the door. You don't just, well, get a new business. What does he do? First time, leave your business. You first start a new business on the side, you know what I mean? You see how it goes, right? And once it picks up, then you leave the other business, right? So Toshiva says, how do everyone people leave when you left? Hashem Tomlechem Ha'atzachem. Aus Migenumen! He took his wife. He took Loi. He took Kol Rechusha Mashiach Hashem. And also Megan him. He shut down the yeshiva. He closed down the building. He shut up electricity. Stopped his phone service. He took all his Talmidim with him. He took his wife. He took his Mishpacha. With Loi, his Mishpacha he had. The Kol Rechusha Mashiach Hashem. Left nothing done. Not, I want to hedge myself. I won't be able to come back. I don't want to lose my shtel. No, no, no. Hashem says to go. Left the with the ganzer chizuk. What's the word I want to bring out over here? If there's such a, if they're doing such a rotzen Hashem, if there's such a munah we're talking, what do I want to bring out a point here? What happens? Arena leaves, and you figure now here comes the brokers. Wow, like money started raining down from heaven, right? And who knows what today's going to imagine? Imaginary is going to be soon an eternal war, having a baby, and this. What happens? He shows up. He comes to Eretz Canaan. There's a hunger. Also, hunger is not what you think, you know, like if it's, you know, the pizza shop closed at 9 o'clock and you came 9:15, that's not called hunger. But hunger means like Kamado Slan that is Mount Rakhmanasa no food. It was a real thing. It was, let me set the times, so it was a real thing. I should have been able to live the Tanesim and Tanesim and Kamado Slan and special Tvilis and special Shwanesri and special. There was a hunger there. Well, the Shabbos lesson, they had no choice. You think he went to Mitzrayim on his own, wanted to go to Mitzrayim, a place full of Shtufei Zima, a place full of the worst Mishagayim. Especially with Sarah, so beautiful, and no choice. So he comes there, the first stop on his trip, right? He'll probably be staying like in a plaza hotel. First stop on the trip is already hungry. Next stop, wants to try him. Next issue, the pirate takes Sarah away. Nisa Nisim Bokshem, she saved from him. Benagashem is based Pari. What does the person say in such a situation? Zutar, Zuskar. Does this, but every thought was a problem, was a bracha. The whole hunger was, he should go to Mitzrayim. Went to Mitzrayim, he got the shiris. He got the shiris, and immediately he became famous. Immediately, I was going to make brachas. Make a bracha every day. Hashem hechem etzadeh gofer. You know what that means? Hashem leads you. You don't have to have an undercover to lead you. Hashem leads every person. Where you are, what you're doing, where you're going. Hashem leads a person. Hashem hechem etzadeh gofer. Hashem bracha leads a person. He's with you, he's watching. Right? The conscious. See by Yaakov, see by Yosef. They went through a lot of changes also in their life. Yaakov, imagine Yaakov going from 14 years, he didn't sleep in a bed 14 years, to busy being a shepherd, sitting there day and night, you know, watching loving sheep and, you know, fighting off wolves and lions and everything else, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was a big change. Yosef was Ben Zakun of Yaakov. He's sitting all day learning the Torah Shem Be'ever. Imagine, young Valila. And all of a sudden, he's thrown into base by Tifar, Meshuggah, a wife, harassing him. This he was advised of a soda, and then he becomes in the jail, then he comes to base Paris. The Bible is all for Yosef. Like the Bible is all for Yosef. There's no such thing, nobody say. But I can only be good in this situation. The Torah never changes. The Torah never changes. That means you're on vacation. You're not on vacation. There's love of Chiv Shmiris Anayim, whether in the street, you're out of the street. You're going, you're in the mood, you're not in the mood, you had a chasna, you never had a chasna. I just heard from there's a young guy, you know, he's famous for, you know, Nerchish, Ish Tzadik, you know, and so he's telling somebody, he's telling someone, anyway, so he's saying that because he was a Rebbe of, I don't know, 50, 60 years, and he never missed a day from Yeshiva, making, with all his kids getting married, Baksha, and all this. He never wanted to miss the machine. You know what I'm saying? Shabbos, there's a certain Zach of a Yelich Havram, Shabbos, that makes no chilek where he is. He's given his own Yosef, who Yosef, the Gemara says. Rashi means down. Who Yosef, those roots and Ovid, who Yosef in the Mitzrayim. Nothing changed, the way he said. Nothing changed. Never said Tom Lechofen, never said there. You know, they say the Stifles, someone came to Stifles and told him, it's this problem, it's that issue. The Stifles says, let me tell you something, he said. He had a lot more problems than you do. He said he went through it, he never had to be in the army, many stories, he was in the army, and then. This and that, he says he went through. Then he had to move out from Pinsk, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and find the Stella, find this. He said, if he was taking things to heart, like a bleib in Hamaretz, he said. But we tell us to learn the PC. Zaydim alituni ad ma'oide, it's a hard to try as many different ways. But there's one thing that's constant. We Hashem imo in Torah's learn the PC. That's a lesson for us. This is a lesson to us. There's no excuses, everybody say. Wherever you're going, Hashem sent you there. You're there for a reason, and that's not the Zelba God, Lobo Jay, wherever you are. You hear this? You have to be the Zelba God, the Zelba Chiv, Shango, the Zelba Chiv, the Shtai. The Zelba Chiv, Shagman, the Shamarati. That's what Rimini showed us over here. I want to say this one Nakuda, just to say one point. It's a big Zach, with Hashem. I may have said this too early, you guys. Maybe too young to understand this. But the Shiv's always asked the Tasha, why do you take like this before? They take a big risk. Late was a pretty money-hungry guy. See, well, goes to move to Mitzrayim. He goes to move to Sidonim to live among these Rishayim because he wanted to make money. I think he goes to Mitzrayim. All you need is Late to go ahead and say, Pari, I'll tell you the truth. They're really husband and wife. Pari gave him a case of gross reward for saying in the tongue of the for showing the truth of place and Chashom. Kill Avram, take Sarah Chashom. Well, why don't take a chance of because I'll tell us that the scar that Lloyd shut his mouth and it wasn't Megala, he was like Vneir and the Satis are Yerusha, he was like Yerusha for that. It was a big zach, the fact that he shut his mouth and he didn't say. I once said a pshat, my own pshat, the shia is very small shia, but I once said, oh, Zach has said, well, I said, what was the scar for Lloyd? What was the scar for Lloyd? He shut his mouth, why did he get his uncle killed? His name killed, it was like a pshat. So I once said pshat. That you have this Rishoyim Mamish. I say the truth. I'm just saying, you don't want to say the truth. You just ruined the guy's. You ruined the guy's this. You ruined the guy's that. You ruined the guy's this. Is this, is that. Sometimes you're not allowed to say. So I just say the truth, he says. He says, you're back in the veil, Meshugana, right? So Loic said, also, Loic said, I'm not saying Abram killed. I know the Roman sorry, but Emerson Mange. I say the truth. What do you want from me? I want to go back to the point over here. And that is, how do you trust Lloyd? He's going to shut his mouth. So, Krishna, I'm going to say, listen to me well. There's a big Yisrael I'm going to tell you right now. And that is, this is a share for life. When you show someone you trust him, you show someone confidence, that gives him the koyach to overcome everything else. You hear me? Lloyd doesn't maybe could have done it. You're right. Itaka was too weak. He saw the money in front of his eyes. But when he saw that he was trusted, Avram and Sarah took him along and they trust him to shut his mouth. The trust a parent array puts into a child gives him the ability to go ahead and overcome all his insanities and Taka become great. But you don't trust your child. You question. Child said, he doesn't feel himself in school. Whatever it is. He has a test. Whatever the story is. Parents like, you really don't feel well? Yeah. Once you don't trust, you don't this, you lose the kinds of trust. That's it. He says the child has no kindness anymore. But he sees my parent believes in me. My parent trusts me. He has confidence. I know you can do it. The way he said, no, whatever. That gives them the ability to overcome all the sentences. I can become great. When you see someone holds in you, someone believes in you, someone trusts in you, someone feels that you could be successful, Mishnah will be successful. But some of the doubts, and this, you see, some kids never learn to ride a bike, some kids never learn to drive a car, you know, the parents are so nervous, you know, whatever, this and that, and I can't drive, it's it, I can't drive a car, you know what I'm saying, you know, the crazy, and there's public transportation, of a component, I'm only after let go of the bicycle, you know, you get involved. I'll be showing me trust in him to learn how to ride. We trust in the car also learn to drive. I mean, the car might have a little bit dense in it, of a comfort, but at least I'm not able to drive. I'm going to go on a date, you know what I mean? A comfort. I wanted to say, but it's one very powerful thing. This is something that I think is also no parish. Mom, every cousin's house, we haven't saved it very small. This is parish. There's a whole Indian from Bracious. The cancer, you know. I was there to take a word from the Shiva guy that told me something. She was the biggest on meeting in the world last week. Tell me over that I'm what do you call it? I'm a bit hesitant that Aaron's robes are over this week from the fresh mall. The hesitant guy that showed his father that being this terrier to Queens. I'm a kofara. It's not a two point incident. Our kofara is gonna be a nochamal. Let's go back. So I want to say something very, very powerful now, and that is. We haven't finished more. What shot the whole thing of Brachus? Gansarichus, you know, about from the Chesed, how he, where he went, what he did, what Yitzchok did, the Beiris and Yankiv, he went love and this. Everybody begets a, you know, Yitzchok Chesed, you should be honest, right? Don't do Averis, like Yosef didn't do. Everyone again said, if she said this to him, he said this to him. She said, myself is similar to him. So if she had my ideas on, this is on Rambam. But the Ganser Bereshis, it's an Andro Limud when it's a Sipur of a Maisa. It's an Andro Limud. She once said, imagine you tell someone, you know, it's not for this parasha, it's a parasha told us, you know, that the Tzadik Mitzad Tzadik Marosha. But, welcome.
Here.
Yes. Always welcome. The COVID test. But there's still one more empty seat if you want to. It's hard to cover some room to your seat sometimes. I can't follow it up like it. I miss a point of it, but I've been discluding it. And that is, when you hear, if you tell somebody, you know, you should daven, yeah. You tell somebody that you should daven with some, tell a person that they should daven with some, a lot of kavana. It's not the same. It's hard to be Rosh Hashanah, you know. Someone talks about Kavan, it's not the same. When a person goes ahead and he sees his father, but he's fall down. I'm saying it's an Andrazah. It's hard to be Tzadik, he sees what he got him. It's an Andrazah. The Shiri says, you hear Avraham Avinu, he did Chesed. He ran, El Boker Rutz Avraham. It was hot outside. He bowed to the ground. He called him Adonai, he stood over them. He said, it's an under understanding what's expected of us. Just telling a person to chesed and be nice. When you hear the Vayimoyin from Yosef, the Vayimoyin, and Asia's Vatifa and this, called Yoyim Yoyim, Shefrim, says, I don't understand him. You see, Yaakov being stood there in the cold and the rain, to be honest, by love him. The whole mice of a similar bonum, you learn 1,000 times more than she said, from one seaport. That's why the Nine Pesach is in for Tzibut Tzibut Mitzrayim. When we do this parashas, it's alive. It's a living. You can't say it's living. And the Torah is Chaim. It's under Musug of what Hashem expects of us. Kitzur, the Pasuk says, I rather enjoy this very much. The Pasuk says that the beginning, find the Pasuk exactly, says that they came. Rabbi who asks Imun Achosia says, please say my sister, Manida Libabur. Says, Rashi, I want to get matonis, so give me a lot of matonis. And Grada also question, Grada also save my life. So she goes to town here, what's going on here? That Rabbi was looking to make matonis. His life's in danger. Sora's life's in danger. It might be taken by Paro. And he's worried, he's telling her, let's make a game plan. So I can walk out with a lot of presents over here. Matanis. And after he says, "Question: Hashem welcome." After he mentions saving his life, that's Matanis is more important than saving his life. What's Pashut on the puzzle? Isn't people's conscious? What's Pashut on the puzzle? Here we the puzzle. Otherwise, he came in tonight. The Pashut learn of a puzzle Kumish. Wasn't the steal the Pashut from himself? Yes. The Torah says, "What's that?" She's the way that is. Rabban says, "If it's not Rabban, you know that." Look at the Rabban, he speaks about this. The Inno here says, because she would explain. Our Rabbi never for one second felt his life's in danger. He believed that he was sending forth Hashem his eyes. Hashem said to go, he'll be gebenched, he'll get the brachas, he'll have children. Pari's not going to be able to touch him. He felt sure about that. He had no doubt. He felt confident that he's safe in the house of Pari. Even the Inno Pari. He was, no, he didn't doubt it. Come, sit. Take some. No. Oy de shaman, I'm just saying oy de shaman.
Not yet, not yet.
Oh, voice side. Looking forward to that shaman. So, Avraham never felt the sakon. He never felt his life is a danger because he believed his roish amamin, and he believed that Hashem promised him it's going to come. He realized the home of Mitzrayim was only a step in the way to come get the baruch that Hashem promised him. So right away, he said, "Is this the way we're going to walk out of here with the Gval Gashiras?" He never had any fear because he lived in Dvar Hashem. But there's a big but. He wanted the Ashiras to come through his wife. Word for Chassan. He wanted to come to his wife. They should feel cursed to him. She even said, "The grass, the churban, the shalom bayis." There's a couple feels independent. The guy feels independent. The wife feels independent. Avraham said, "No, I want Chosan Shabbat. I want from you. Broch should come through you." He says. Mother says, "You want a broch in the house? Chavad your wife. Why so chavad the husband? They feel they need each other. They feel that they can be successful. The success in life comes together. Not that you know I'm successful despite of my wife or despite of my husband. No, it becomes." She guys also say. You also say rather. That his other Shalom Bayis thing always is to say, another Shalom Bayis tip he always is to say is learning Torah Basimah. People used to laugh at him. She was saying, "Yeah, everything is Torah, right? Everything is Torah, right? Yeah, Shalom Bayis, Torah, money, everything is Torah." He said, explain like this. He said, "In Europe, it's very hard for a woman to be independent from her husband. You know, you couldn't, like, you know, not like, you know, you wanted to, you know, to go someplace, you know, send, you know, take out the horse and wagon. It was a hard job." So, fight the horses and drive the wagon. And half the year, it was snow and ice. You know all the stories. Right? The wagon stuck. Wagon stuck and they're stuck in the hole. And also she was said. But also women very limited opportunities. Maybe if I should do this, that it wasn't the same. So, folks, in America, a woman can make money the same way a husband could. She can say a lot of women make more money than the husband does. And they can also drive cars. Rav Sisha guy's upset that it's in Harod and the Sefer. He says, "You know, women don't drive cars." What is going? How can you write the shoes a woman could drive a car? He says, "How to drive a car?" Which I think is very written. I don't know what he wants. He says, "A woman could drive. A man could drive." He says, "Anything a husband could do." So where does Sisha see? In fact, look up to my husband. That's the Rosh Habayis. His opinion is the opinion that should matter in the family. That's what. Money, I can also make money. This I can also do. I can also change the life. Well, I can also do, you know what I mean? Well, when you see that the kudas are different. When she sees a husband, want to sleep at night and he's tired and all day and this and that. It's raining, it's snowing, it's cold, and he picks himself up. I have a karusa after all. She doesn't know it's snow. I don't care how cold it is. I can't miss. That's it. I have a karusa. I have to go learn. Instead of laying on the couch, reading the papers, so she was always there, reading the paper, handbook, son. We graduate from reading the paper, reading the telephone, you know what I mean? And instead of laying around the Echvayis, reading again the news and again the news, Echvayis, you know, what the president said today, what he said yesterday, what he said tomorrow, what he ate for breakfast. And instead he goes out to learn. She says, "Wow, I see my husband, Taka has the Epstein's pattern, I think the ultimate Das Torah. But he says something, it's coming from a person that learns, that knows. He's a garbage, he's a mensch. He's not a laying like a hippopotamus laying around the face, laying in the sun. He has a sheaf in life. He has to go. It's Sunday, he doesn't sit around. Even Sunday's off. He doesn't sit around and drink a cup of face, you know, go around making errands, you know, errands. A nightmare kind of word. He's sitting there, first day, the second day, he's learning, he has shurim, he has something. She's someone to look up to. Someone to respect. He says something. It's coming from somebody who's a god, who's a mensch. And Shitaka respects. And Shitaka looks up to her. She was like, that's the... The shoshon, it's a tamilcha mam shalom. Who's the talmud chacham? Is the big shalom? The chacham big shalom. Oh, you shalom, right? You shalom. She's the ganz a third year shalom. She's the rabbi. No one comes. Chanukah, right? The chedah chanukah comes here. It's a shalom. Arvina wanted to appreciate his wife. So nice in the safe way. Nice in the shon haimin. She would have a dasna. Didn't have the children. You know, later. So his wife came. She would have a dasna. His wife used to go. To collect money at night to the house, and she used to go to the house, is quiet in the house. So she's going to chassid to collect money for Nebuch for mishpachas. She's to help out Nebuch, 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 poor mishpachas. She's come at night, late at night. Soon she came in, Shlomo would go ahead, make a glass of tea. He'd sit down with her and help her, please, you know, count the money, please, you know, separate the bills, please, the change, you know, put the quarters and the dimes. And he said, tell her, he said, I have such a curse, I told you, he said, tell her. All them in yeshiva business, he says, why don't you have to go do chesed like you're doing? He says, now, it's just a goof, because through you, I'm saying that I'm a chesed, and the chesed, he said, made her feel like she needed. She felt like he was needed. That's a shalom, he said. Means, the Avraham Avinu said, I want my sukkah to come back to you. I want to come from you. I should take a feel meshuvah, I should take a feel appreciation. And that's what he said, Yitzchak Matanis. He was not worried about dying. He knew the time to die. He knew Hashem was protecting him. He knew Pyre can't touch him. He was not scared of nothing. He wanted that talk of Hashem, of Rechacha, to come to Taka this way. And the more Taka learns after this Gemara, says the Gemara, Ein Bracha Mitzuyah B'Sech Be'esha Oyev Sholishim. Shenamar Avraham Hayta Bavur. That's this. We'll see it after this. I'll just end with one Nekuda. And that is, the Moedei Gezach, how there was a fight. There was a fight between Loit and Avraham, and Loit's shepherds and Avraham's shepherds. Avraham said, let's not fight, because we're not Shemachim, because we're brothers. So let's not fight. So let's split up. You go this way, I go that way. You know, you have a good life, and all the best. In fact, Rashi said, what does it mean? We can't fight because of brothers. What does it mean? Only brothers are allowed to fight. If you're not a brother, you are allowed to fight. Well, what does it mean? He says, Anoshim Achim Anachim. Let's not fight. I don't think the other way around. The brothers, not so bad if they fight. Brothers, no, right? But if you're strangers, maybe. But Rashi said, the most biggest akon is, listen to me well, by saying, it's for close people to fight. Worse than strangers. The worst thing you do in life, you end up fighting with your roommate, you know, the whole man does this and that, he's getting you back, getting him back, it doesn't end, right? He says, you end up fighting with a stranger, okay, forget about it, you equate it, the next time it's a kiddush and shul, you sit at different tables, you know what I mean? You won't ask him to pass the kugel, the tray of kugel, you'll take it yourself. But she said, but mishpach is the worst thing, so he says, 20 people. It comes like this. She says, why? Because there's such an ava. You take away the ava, you suck out the ava, there's a vacuum. He says, you see among brothers, he should say, if kind of wounded brothers, you want to kill them. You know what I'm saying? Because of a brother, he says, a sinner. You know, once he's a sinner, Hashem Rachim, he says, the most dangerous thing, that's a piece of mishpach, so very careful. You should never fight from mishpach. I'm all, you know, upset, this and that, you know, a lot of big things to fight about, you know, Hanukkah party, with, you know, this, that, the comes to simchas. I always tell you, simchas brings out the best and worst of people. I hold it. Brings out the best and worst of people, simchas. You know what I mean? Simchas is a time, you know, when a person could either show is wild with me this, or is terrible with me this, you know, crazy, you know. Oh, he didn't come to me, I'm not going to him. He only came to me just for the chuppah, I'll come also for the chuppah. He came to me, he gave this present, he didn't give that present, he has egeton, he has egeton. You know, I saw him the whole time sitting on his phone, you know what I mean? And people never use it as an excuse, never to bring out all the bad news to a person. No one says, Yaakov Kamenetsky, how do you free yourself to walk down the chuppah? Some Nechsidim will walk down the two fathers with the chassan and the two mothers with the kallah. Others walk down the father and mother with each one. Different ways how they walk down. He says, yes, Yaakov, what is your minute? He said, my minute is having a chuttah once. He said, one chuttah once like this, I walk down this way. But that, he says, there's one mention he said, the simcha brought out the Yidus in the match. Always no let no person to fight about. You know what I mean? Everything kind of the time should be the time to start, the time to finish, what they should serve, what they should not serve, what's the table. It's the end of a search. Rabbi said, because of brothers, Sakon is much worse, he said. Important in my life. She would say like this. He said, Ogo. That find this concept especially. The Rebbe and the Talmud. If the Talmud is a tain on the Rebbe, he said it's a most destructive thing. The Talmud of Rome of Vino. He had tainus in Avraham. Tainus on the Shittas. He disagreed. He said, "Report in the mail." He said, "Staying here." He said, "I'm going to feel." if you don't see your Rebbe as a Malach Hashem Tfokus, look at your Rebbe like, hey, guy like me, whatever, you know, maybe a little more than me, but you know, more or less the same. You can't strike him such a person. If you don't see the Kalos in the Rebbe, you don't see the Kedusha, the Ramus, he's a guy of a rabbi. You look at your Rebbe like, I eat Kogel, he eats Kogel, more than me. So you can't strike him. Calls money, don't see Rebbe, come out, Shem's focus. She was the same, Roshan Kamalacha, Onuk Meniyodam. He said, what's wrong with that? He said, a Malach and a person is not like, a Malach is not like a better person. So that's under Zach. It's under Matthias. It's a different being. Snapshot, he's a little better than you, a little worse than you. Look at your Rebbe. You see, the people, the Don, the Shtai, they saw the Rebbe, they saw the godless in the Rebbe. They saw the godless in the Rebbe. Rus became Rus because he saw the godless in Naomi. Yeshua became Yeshua because he saw the godless in Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua, Meshoras Hashtegas, Meshoras Moshe. But Yahushua Tehoil. That's what became Yeshua, everybody said. Yeshua Nar, the Shiva said, it was really Nar. Yeshua was 40 years old. He's called a Nar because he called Moshe like a child. The godless Babas. That's the person Shai said. Calls me a thief, you can argue to Rebbe. You know better than him, you know this, you know that. He says, the best thing is a part of my life. Part of my life says, I say, Fetzach. Maisa. Parasha ends off at the end. Rather, she says, Yerkes Chanichov, why did Rabbi Yitaka pick after his Talmidim to go to Muhammad? Why don't you get some, you know, big, lanky soldiers, you know, Marines? Why don't you take his own Talmidim? She says, only a Talmud knows what means to Maisa Nefesh. The Ramshtei comes to the Shabbos, the Godel Shabbos, the Godel Shabbos, the Godel Shabbos. Take what it means that the life of a person. He said, a nice, so slab, a famous story. He was 28 years old. Some say his story, Shia thinks that he was 28. There was a chmolza, like a epidemic of chmolza. People never, like a virus in Shamrach, and they were left. And Mamish people left and right, Lenu. If so slab went ahead and he rented a big building, turned into a hospital. And he took his own Talmidim to become the nurses, they gave the people there that they should, you know, people scared to go near them, contagious and this. And he promised their parents, he said, he promised, he said, that not one person's going to die, no one's going to get hurt, whoever comes to help out. The kids, and they managed to nurse people back to health, to cure them was unbelievable. So one time, it was a gadol, and his child never had this disease, and they took care of him. Healed, just fully healed. On the way out, he said to Yisrael, you know, I want to thank you for what Zachi did and everything. He said, what? He said, I think the two Makel and Hilchah Shabbos, you know, like right away, you know, and myself, Chaim Brisker, this kid, one of the children was feeling well. So he called the doctor, you know, those days, it's a corner. Called the doctor. The doctor says, I need light to be able to see him. So, where was in the room? Didn't want to put him to light. Shabbat. The Chaim said, show it to me. He says, Koch Nefesh. So, then Yachon Shabbat says, Koch Nefesh. What do you mean? Kids said, so Slant. So Slant, guys, they're too quick to kill Shabbat. It looks like they're too, you know, they're too easy to have Shabbat. You know, that's the only order I wanted to point out. So Slant stood up to him. So Slant's a big honor, if you know that. Like a lion, he said. I promised everyone, these parents, that one person is going to, now one child, one of the kids is going to get chas shalom sick from taking care of mamash and real epidemic, real. He said, Baruch Hashem, not one of them did. He said, can you do such a thing? He said, Kes tuton azazach! But not be quiet, he told him. Then the guy apologized, he has mechila, whatever. She was all shining on my eyes, he said. So we saw felt that next time it comes Shalom Shabbos, the Talmidim are going to think, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do it, whatever, you know, I don't know. It's a pandemic now, people are dying. It's a Kuch Nefesh. So I have to put his foot down. This is a time that the Adrab, Shabbos Nitri, even for Aver Akas, a lot of people say one Aver in person, even Chaisho. God understands the value of a person. He didn't say it's one anybody else. It's a lot of people that solar if you can have a go answer phones, a go do this, a go do that, you know. So I think later, a lot of places, the bar park, the youth goes one day and the guy drives back. And we just try to work it out. Moshe, the other coolest, I'll call pun and Ramsa, this is going to be so. FSH state the most. Moshe is a Chaim Brista. He once said, not that I'm Mikkel, and other halachas says, I'm Machmir, and Pekuach Nefesh. Shreis, Machmir, Pekuach Nefesh. I probably had to go to Lachom. He said, who do you take with him? He didn't take beach loves. You know, Grace of Warriors, you know, we were kids, those Hanukkah books, you know, the Maccabees, you know, like, guys in like shorts, you know, we know shorts, and, you know, with the Tzionish and Mogendovin, you know. So that's how he took it. He said, I went to Lachom with the guest of the Nitae. With the guest of the Nitae, he says, because these people realize what it means. So the beach loves, light, it's more than night. You know, we're tired already, you know, just one guy, what are you doing? Perfect state that Yidin Sakon. He says, I'll give everything he has to go ahead and surround him and save the person. She said, I'm waiting to get my son. He said, over that Ruben Dazovsky came to America. She started a violent soul, trying to save me from the Holocaust. I've always said, just 2 minutes, only 2 minutes. Tried to save him from the Holocaust. See, he went ahead, he figured he made a meeting with some of the Modernisher people, whoever they were, to try to get them to, you know, to help out, you know, to work together. He told them that, you know, tonight, let's meet tonight, and let's you know, we have to get things moving. You know, from all sons going on in Europe. So guys told Rabbi, tonight's not a good night. They said, why? He said, tonight's the World Series. The Dodgers are, you know, the Dodgers are playing tonight. We already bought tickets to the stadium. You know, we already bought tickets. You know, we got a different night. They said, we already bought tickets to the movie. So Reuven said, for now, he said, I'm not dealing with them anymore. He says, I don't know what he says. I said, Mensch, versteht nicht. Das ist ein Pekuach Nefesh. And I understand that he can't be doing at Yankee Stadium, he said. Because he said, he's losing his tickets out, he said. That's what Kuch Medrash is. Ron Kalmanovich, he didn't have a safety. He went on Shabbos, he did, he fainted. He said, once he came to go to Washington, one of the congressmen to try to save Yidden. So he stayed at someone's house in Baltimore, was near Washington. And overnight, it snowed, a huge snowstorm. We didn't have a red year snow. I look up on it, remember, from years ago, the whole door was not covered. So, well, the night, same Monday at night, he told Rob, I don't think you go tomorrow to meet him. He said, you see the snow, everything is, it's, you know, the whole city is shut down. Rob was quiet. Next morning, he gets up, he's not there. Walked out. As soon as he saw the snow, he walked out in the middle of the night. Started walking, face, whatever you had to do. Her voice saying, that's mean to my Yerachas Chanecha. She said, Shainkin, you find better going. The Abba said, get ready to go ahead. Guy wants to go bungee jumping. I'm not to knock or this. You know, a risk his whole life. For 5 minutes of fun, it's Kedai. You know, if he goes to skydiving, this, that, El Shnusim. Tell guys, but you have to sign a paper. It says, you know, people can't show, you know. 4 minutes of the whole thing takes like 30 seconds, you know, they drop him here, drop him there, whatever it is. Abizak says, Kedai! For 5 minutes of fun, Kedai! Even if he gives God's 11, you know what I'm saying? Verstehen what life is. Mir verstehen, yeah. The God will verstehen, yeah. That's what he told me. Yerukh is Chanichov. Shazaych attack the brochus of Yavram Avinu, Rechacho, Rabba Shmecho, Yer Brocho, Abolts and Golden Minu.
Square.